And friends, the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up on the mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance, and his clothing became dazzlingly white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As they were about to part from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But he did not know what he was saying. While he was still speaking, a cloud came cast a shadow over them, and they became frightened when they entered the cloud. And the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my chosen son. Listen to him." After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
I can't believe it's snowing. It was 70 degrees this week. The world is crazy and getting crazy. Sagatz Harbor is a very small town in upstate New York. They probably have about 15 feet of snow right now. It's a small town of about 1,000 people. But they have a problem. In small towns across the country, services like the ambulance or the fire department are volunteer because they can't pay them. In this town, they have a police department, a volunteer ambulance corps, and a volunteer firefighter corps. So what they have is two things that are volunteer. Well, when COVID hit, all bets were off. There were about six or seven people on the ambulance corps, and four or five of them got sick. The other ones were so overwhelmed that they couldn't serve. So in effect, they had no ambulance corps for over 1,000 people. Interestingly enough, they put all over the place in churches and in announcements in the newspaper that they needed people to be in the ambulance corps. You had to be 17 years old. Five young people from the local high school decided that they would volunteer to be on the ambulance corps. At 17 years old, you don't know anything. Well, you certainly will find out if you're on the ambulance corps. It's an enormous, enormous responsibility. They went away to get licensed. So all five of them got licensed. The first call they had was a suicide of one of their classmates who was going to jump off the bridge. And sure enough, as they pulled up, the three of them at one time, as they pulled up, they saw the kid hanging, not hanging, but on the other side of the barrier, was going to jump. And he was shocked. He talked him down. The second one was a coronary. Somebody had a heart attack. And they saved their life. Well, that was only two. They went on to learn this. One night, they had a couple of calls. And they got back to their homes at 5:30. School started at 7:30. These are extraordinary young people who really don't get a good reputation in our society today. There are such good people out there. who were willing to sacrifice their senior year for other people that they don't know. They wouldn't have anybody to take care of those who, and we need, obviously, people who are willing to do that. Tonight's gospel, Jesus, is called the transfiguration, the change of what you look like. These young teenagers had a transfiguration. We perceive young people to be a certain way, to be selfish, to be all about themselves, to be drinking too much and on drugs. But that's not the story. The story of the transfiguration is the apostles saw Jesus transfigured, changed in what he would look like and what we would look like in heaven. Change is a very difficult thing for people. Jesus did it a few times in his life with his apostles, with a couple of his apostles, and still Peter denied him. How can you see God in his glory? You see him as we're going to see him when we die and not be changed. That's how difficult it is to change in life. These kids deserve all the praise that can possibly be given them. And it doesn't make any difference that they're teenagers. We all have that same spirit within us. The spirit of compassion, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of I want to help out. Look what's happening in our country in giving to the people of Ukraine. Billions and billions of dollars. People are gathering food, gathering clothing, gathering stuff to heal themselves with, and sending it over there. Because we're caring people. We're good people. And let us never forget that.